I'm Sam Edwards. I'm third generation Cure Master from S. Wallace Edwards & Sons in Surrey, Virginia. We support the Heritage Radio Network because we believe in the cause and what they're doing. They're supporting family-raised livestock, small family farms, certified humane, pasture-raised, antibiotic-free. Basically, we take the products from Heritage Foods USA and make them into Serrano-style hams, prosciutto-style hams, bacon, sausage, like my grandfather did. You can find us at Surrey Farms. .com or virginiatraditions.com.
Welcome to The Speakeasy. I'm your host, Damon Bolte. Today in the studio, we have a very special show. Good friend and bartender at Prime Meats, where I work, Shane Firestein of also King's Crumb, a new fried chicken place that's opening soon in Williamsburg. This summer, he's actually working the Smorgasburg in Williamsburg, and also a reggae extraordinaire. Welcome to the show, Shane.
Thanks, Damon. Thanks for having me, man. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome, man. I've been trying to get you on the show for a while, and I think this is a really special show because...
For one, it's your birthday, and everyone's excited about that.
Ah, thanks, man.
I was going to wait to shout it out, but...
Thank you so much. But also, you know, on this show a lot, obviously it's a show about cocktails and about spirits and drinking culture and history. A lot of bartenders and people in the service industry are musicians, DJs, artists, you know, and generally art and music enthusiasts. And a lot of the bartenders that have come on the show in the past, you know, draw inspiration from music and different songs, different albums, different artists. And get a lot of great creative like cocktail names and ideas from that, and vice versa. And today, I'm really glad to have you on the show, spinning some reggae and some dub and rocksteady. So thanks for bringing all your records. Well, some of your records on. There's a lot in here.
Yeah, there's a lot in here. We definitely have. We could rock the show all night if we had to. But yeah, I brought a nice selection of music. Kind of reflect the whole history, if we want, of Jamaican music and reggae music. Which, as we both know, Jamaica is home to some of the best rum, one of, I know, both of our favorite spirits.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that was kind of the inspiration for the show. We were just talking and hanging out at work and doing our usual spirits activities. And, yeah, rum and reggae, a good combination and a lot of history there. So,
absolutely. And, you know, we hit on this point a lot on this show about the resurgence of rum in cocktails, especially with things like, you know, obviously the revival of actually quality made tiki drinks, for one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that rum, which used to be kind of a hard sell from a bartender perspective, there's a lot of enthusiasm right now and so much good rum in the market that there's a ton of room for great drinks and also just delicious sipping rums.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're getting so many more in the market, so many better ones that were unobtainable before. And, you know, on that point, rum tends to be kind of like a bartender slash mixologist, if we can say that, like kind of a collector, like it's like a collector's like hobby, you know. It's like, oh, how many bottles of different styles of Havana Club do you have in your bar at home?
Right.
You know, and that being difficult because of, you know, obviously like the trade embargoes against Cuba and whatnot. But it's, I feel like anytime like I go on vacation or my friends go on vacation, it always ends up with a really interesting bottle of rum back in the back bar, and some nice like tasting sessions and discussions about it. So today we're drinking. We've got a bottle of Smith & Cross Navy Strength Rum. There's no more appropriate way that I can think of on one of the hottest days so far of the New York summer than listening to reggae and drinking Jamaican rum. Who did we just hear?
That last track was kind of just an instrumental from King Jammy, just kind of like a studio track, and it's a B-side to another vocal tune. So
cool.
Yeah.
So how did you first get into Jamaican music and reggae?
Wow. That's an interesting question.
That's a big question, right?
I thought we were going to talk more about rum, but
we're going to talk about everything.
I know definitely how I got into Jamaican music. It's funny. It was kind of like just part of my music development. You know, as like a teenager, I was obviously really into music, like most people, and found a lot of inspiration and communion with music. And you know, I was into punk rock when I was kind of younger, and then. You know, ska music I found out about, kind of like when I was growing up, it was like dorky third wave ska.
Yeah, totally.
And then through that,
then you work your way back a little bit.
Yeah, then you work your way back. Exactly. So I worked my way back to, you know, like first wave ska. And then from there to the roots of that music, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I was the same way when I first started listening to reggae and ska and stuff. It was right after I started listening to punk rock, you know.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of... even like big bands like, you know, like Rancid, you know, they throw a lot of that style into their music. And that's probably one of the bands that got me into it. That and like all the Hellcat Records stuff.
Totally. And Operation Ivy, too.
I mean, absolutely.
Like the first ska punk band, like kind of officially from California.
Totally.
Yeah. So I think that then getting into the Jamaican music, I mean, that is just like one of the biggest rabbit holes you can ever get interested in. You know, for music dorks, you know, you find a genre and you're like, who did this? What's the seminal record? But like reggae is just so deep. It's crazy. You know?
Absolutely.
Like it's a small island, rich culture, and just a massive industry, you know, like putting out so many tracks. And then because of the uniqueness of the music, the same rhythm or the same instrumental track, you know, will get, you know, rapped over or sang over, who knows, 200 times. And then 10 years later, people are psyched on it again and they do it again. So
yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's really fun to collect reggae music.
You know, it's funny what you said earlier, or what we were talking about earlier about finding, like, you know, the third wave ska and then, like, working your way back.
It's so embarrassing.
It's embarrassing to talk about now, right?
To be like, yeah, I was at, like, a skanking pickle show in, like, 19, whenever the hell. So.
Like, Mustard Plug and stuff like that. These stuff you just don't want to admit. I'm sorry that we just outed you on the show.
It's okay.
But I'm right here with you. It's the same thing. But it was funny, like, you know, thinking about that, like, finding these bands and then working your way back to like the roots of it. It's kind of like what we've done with cocktails. And like when we started bartending, it's like, you know, you're working in like dive bars or, you know, like places where you're just like getting your sea legs or, you know, and then you through the like modern cocktails and just like bartending, you start like getting interested in, you know, going back to like the classics, you know, you work your way back and then you keep digging deeper and deeper. And I often liken it to like record collecting, you know, just like, you know, your home bar, you end up with, you know, tons of different styles of bitters, different types of rum,
not just like
tons of different bottles in different styles, but like tons of them.
Yeah. You know? And it always starts, your interest gets piqued. I mean, for people like us who are bitters collectors and like to make our own bitters, I mean, you suddenly realize like the role that Angostura plays in a classic Manhattan when you finally like first make a good Manhattan, you know?
Absolutely.
And from there you're like, wow, like what else is out there? And so yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I feel like though with the spirits in general, you know, once you either like fall in love or gain some knowledge about a certain cocktail, like you're like, what are the variations on it? Like what is, you know, or if when you get into a base spirit, you know, like I feel like with bartending, kind of rotate through base spirits. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm so excited about brandy. I'm so excited about, obviously, rum is a huge thing, or bourbon or whatever. So it's just fun to go through those different cycles and get really excited about something and try just get so thirsty for it, no pun intended, I guess, and just find out what you can get.
Absolutely. I do think that, with the base spirits as like the thing that piques your interest about a family of drinks from that point of view, you know, you've got like, obviously, like the same thing, like a musical style, and then you start like going around and checking it all out. But then also like, oh man, you've got like, you've got a steel drum in this song, and then you start getting really into the steel drum. Or like for me, it's like with like old school, like psychedelic country music, it's like, oh, there's like a really crazy like psyched out pedal steel in this song. And then you start like going and trying to find out other bands and musicians that use that same format. And then, and it's the same way that like, oh well, what am I going to do with like celery bitters? I found a cocktail that's like a classic by using like a bass, and then found one that has like celery bitters in it. And you're like, what the hell am I going to do with that? And then you start researching celery bitters and drinks. You know, it's like, it kind of, it works the same way, you know?
Absolutely.
They go hand in hand. I love like
they go hand in
music
hand.
And bartending. Like,
and they're both things that can get written off, like the, I don't want to say like intellectual, but I feel like
tax for tax purposes?
No, not that way. But, you know, like
I'll write off anything.
Legitimate historical like things to be involved with, you know? Long live music and spirits, as you know. I think they're both part of the cornerstone of chilling out since pretty much forever. Yeah, so
speaking of chilling out, man.
Yeah, so on that note, I thought that it would be fun to play kind of actually a pre-ska, a pre-reggae tune, a mento tune, which was kind of the indigenous Jamaican popular music before ska and before reggae. And it has let's give it a listen.
Yeah,
let's check it out.
Put it on.
I know you're done. to, we are they going to ooh, they gonna tell that they have been hurt inside. Yeah, what will the wicked have to tell that on that judgment day? What will the wicked have to tell that on that judgment day?
That was Judgment Day by Clive Hilton. We've got Shane Feierstein in the studio, rocking out some tunes on the hottest day so far in Brooklyn.
Hottest day of the year so far. What?
Good thing for the AC.
Good thing for the AC. I'm very much enjoying that. Thanks, Jack. We just listened to some very early Jamaican music, and I think it's kind of a cool idea to like move it up through time, and then like move up to like dancehall and stuff like that, you know.
Absolutely.
We've been talking about rum, and we've been talking about Jamaican culture. We've been talking about cocktails. We're just mixing it all up today, literally mixing it all up. We have two turntables in here and four microphones. Tell me a little bit more about. We just talked about like how you got into Jamaican music and ska and reggae. Tell me how you got into bartending, man.
I got into bartending. I've been working in the food and restaurant world for, I guess, a long time, 10 plus years. Have been very lucky to work in a lot of great places with a lot of great people. I mostly got into bartending. When I lived in New York, I worked brunch at a restaurant called Parrish that no longer exists. And that was my first bartending. And it was French 75s. Mimosas and maybe one drink that I shook, but I didn't really know much. It was more like part of the whole waiting table scene, but I was just doing my own bartending. And then in Portland, Oregon, I bartended a restaurant called Park Kitchen, and eventually went on to kind of inherit the bar program from some very established bartenders, a guy named Kevin Ludwig, who went on to open his own place called Beaker and Flask. That's a really outstanding cocktail bar in Portland. I worked at that restaurant for a little over 2 years. And then eventually I was the bar manager there. But that was just a great place to get into cocktailing, because I got to start working with an amazing array of spirits. I mean, to get interested in cocktailing and have the opportunity to be behind a bar that is stocked with, deep with Amaro and deep with fruit brandies and American whiskey. So that was kind of where I really cut my teeth, with hardcore bartending, and making drinks in a serious way.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
And so what actually brought you back to New York? Was it to pursue that kind of a career and maybe open a place?
Yeah, I think, you know, I grew up outside of New York City in Scarsdale. So growing up, New York was always kind of like the paradigm of a city for me, which is a mixed blessing, you know, because everywhere you go, you're like, oh, shit, this ain't a city. This isn't really
this isn't New York City.
This isn't a city, you know. You're like, oh wait, this is a city. People live in houses. What's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
So I came back just out of love for the city and missing it. But yeah, with the goal in mind of working with two old friends who are one's a talented chef and businessman. Work towards opening a restaurant, you know, as a long term goal. And right now we do a stand at the Smorgasburg Market, mm-hmm. Where we are. We're called King's Crumb. As you mentioned earlier, and we do, I think, some pretty mean fried chicken, delicious biscuits, and we've got a lot more bigger things in store for the future.
Excellent.
Like fried suckling pig, which is just a real tasty food, and actually contradictory to a lot of the teachings of the reggae world.
You're not doing any jerk chicken or anything like that.
No, but, you know, so, some of the... Rastafarian tracks are vocal about no pork.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? We all got to pick and choose our battles as far as spirituality is concerned.
Absolutely. man, let's listen to another tune, man.
Yeah, the next tune I had pulled up was another Lee Perry produced track. So I thought that would be pretty fun.
Cool. What do we got going?
It's Junior Biles' version of the tune Fever.
The Tune Fever by Junior Biles. Rocking in the Speakeasy studio today, like we've never before done.
I never know how much I love you. I never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get this feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Ooh. I never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get this feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, I'm fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Listen to me, baby, hear what I've got to say. No one can love you the way I do, cause they don't know how to do it my way. Fever, when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever, oh baby, get the feeling.
When he holds me tight, fever.
That was awesome. That was two different versions back to back of the classic Fever. We've got Shane Feierstein in the studio. We're hanging out. We actually just made a round of daiquiris, birthday daiquiris.
Delicious. With
Banks Five Island Rum, which has five different island rums, but one of them foremost being Jamaican. Cheers.
Cheers.
So, okay, man. We were talking a little bit earlier about, obviously this whole show we've been talking about cocktails and spirits and drinking culture, and then also like relating it with music. So one of the things I like most about Jamaican music and like ska and reggae and dancehall, you know, as well as especially with like ska and reggae, is the constant like on the three of the beat, it's always like a bass drum. Whereas like in like rock and roll and like most other like musical forms, it's always a snare drum on the three. And for some reason, it adds this, I mean, not for some reason, but it does add this foundation to the song, like the foundation to the groove of the song that's unlike any other kind of music.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that downbeat sound is just, it's amazing, you know, and it's like I feel like the downbeat thing and then minor keys together is like, I don't know, it's a very potent combination musically.
Absolutely. Sure. So tell us who some of your favorite reggae Jamaican music artists are.
Oh, wow.
I know that's a loaded question.
I mean, I have a great reverence for the music overall. You know, as far as like what in reggae music is called the DJs, you know, the guys who are kind of the predecessors of modern rappers, you know, mm-hmm. In that DJ style of kind of chanting and talking over the tunes. Wow. It's big, you know, Big Youth for me is one of the main foundational. He's the foundational DJ of them all, but his records are a lot of fun to look for and get dangerously expensive very quickly. You know, obviously the production of Lee Perry and some other roots guys like Jack Ruby. You know, a lot of the music's about like the different producers and stuff. So, a lot of favorites though. It really ranges. Tenor Saw for me, as far as a Sing Jay guy, mm-hmm. from kind of the early dancehall era, but with, you know, a voice that carried over from the history of the roots groups and the harmony groups. You know, the Wailers. Mm-hmm. You know, the three part harmony in roots music is kind of a major wellspring of talent. You know, like you had groups of people and then they would all go on to like solo careers, you know, Israel Vibrations, Culture, the Wailers, on and on, Twinkle Brothers, you know, that those harmony styles, really exciting, and then spawned off a lot of great singers. And then you have guys like Tenor Saw who, you know, picks up that tradition and runs with it, you know, with the aid of early digital sounds, which I'm also, you know, I'm a sucker for all the analog fun, but early digital is one of the great periods of reggae music that I think a lot of people are excited about.
Like the different sirens and like kind of like Moog sounds.
Yeah, you know, I think it like kind of starts with like, you know, Lee Perry kind of just dropping an amplifier so that it makes a crackling sound.
Oh, like the reverb tank doing like an echo kind
of. Yeah, and then they have a little bit of echo and like tape loops and starting to play with that. But then I think once like drum machines and especially synthesizers, you know, I feel like synthesizers are one of the greatest blessings and curses to ever come to the reggae world in some ways, you know, because, you know, the synthesized horns replacing real horn sections can lead to some kind of like overly smooth tracks. So on the other hand, like the drum machine, just like it did for, you know, popular music in America, the advent of the drum machine, just insane. I'm glad for it.
Yeah. My old band, when I was living in Oklahoma City, we used to play with, even though we weren't like a ska band, but they were, and they tried to be kind of like on the traditional, like early digital style, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Every once in a while there'd be a horn in there, but they had a synthesizer player, and it was like the worst synthesizer ever.
Oh,
they were also
man.
They were also called the Magnificent Seven, and like there's got to be a thousand ska bands called the Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, that's kind of an overused group name, huh? Yeah. So
I've definitely seen at least seven of them.
Seven Magnificent Sevens. Yeah, under the M's section in your record store.
Well, what are we gonna play next, man?
Well, I think that the next tune we're gonna play.
Are you talking a little bit about a dance hall?
I think we'll head towards the dance hall section. We're going to play, we're going to hear two tunes next. The first is going to be Billy Boyo, who's a singjay, one of the great, and you'll hear a guy who recorded mostly in his teens and maybe early 20s, but maybe mostly in his teens. Recorded in Jamaica, also recorded in England. He was a protege of the famous dance hall DJ Yellow Man.
And, oh, cool.
He shouts out Yellow Man in a lot of his tunes. It's pretty fun.
Nice.
So maybe we'll check out a little Billy Boyo, and then we're going to go on to Sugar Minot, one of the great producers and singers of early dancehall, like a revolutionary figure. So we'll do the Billy Boyo first, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Cool. Thanks again for coming on the show and spinning all these records. It's been a real pleasure, not only for me, but I'm sure for any of our listeners, and also I'm sure Jack, our producer in there. He looks like he's having a lot of fun. He's drinking a daiquiri and jumping up and down. All right, here we go. Billy Boyo.
The sun come down, the earth get hotter. The girl fishy smell like a old dead rat. For money just a bubble like a soup in a pot. She have two breasts, she wear a long dress. Betwixt her leg, she have a bird nest. Betwixt her leg, she have a bird nest. Cause everywhere me go, cause them must send me a the best. Me mash it not the east, and me mash it not the west. She like how me dress, she like how me caress. Cause one spliff a day, keep the evil away. Cause one spliff a day, keep the evil away. Cause I a Billy Boy, why your boss DJ? She hear me DJ, she give me love right away. And 20 pack of craving, cause one a 20 pack of craving. Cause me say one spliff a day, keep the evil. She sweet like any plum, me say she young. Me say she sweet like any plum. But one thing me that she don't qualify. She tell me a lie that she don't have a guy. This girl won't satisfy. This girl won't satisfy. But what she hear me DJ, she tell her boyfriend bye bye. She hear me DJ, she tell her boyfriend bye bye. Billy Bodden. Me went a over tree, cause what do me see? Aye, six naughty, cause six whitey, cause one of the naughty, I fill up a batty, the other naughty, I suck a titty, aye, all of them, I drink up jelly, them was skanking to the music done by Billy, but to them you say naughty travel with enough money, them take the plane like your taxi, I tell them them opportunity, but other than man up to give them opportunity. The iron and the mountain and the cool of the breeze. The way that the fish and the tide of the
tree. Ming is the thing.
Yes, my
young. Ming is the thing. Jamming right now. Jamming, jamming. I jump, did I jump on the corner when me hear a shout? Them say look out, it was the police and the soldier men. They were all about, oh yes. Some used
weed and sleep, so much to wear them slip. When the officer said, don't move, but I jam with it, I jam, yeah. Jamming in the street, oh yes. I rock with it, I rock, yeah. Rocking to the beat, alright. I jam with it, I jam, yeah. Jamming in the street, mm-hmm. I rock with it, I rock, yeah. Rocking to the beat, alright. Then a soldier said to one little youth, youth man, oh, you just a tremble in your boot. Then the youth man said, soldier, just to tell you the truth, I'm man, they put on I boot, just become jam with the soup. I say, I jam with it, I jam, yeah. Jamming in the street, oh yes. I rock with it, I rock, yeah. Rocking to the beat, alright. I jam with it, I jam, yeah. Jamming in the street, alright. I rock with it, I rock, yeah. Rocking to the beat, mm-hmm. Jamming right now,
yes, my lion.
Jamming, jamming. Jamming right now. Jamming.
Yes, my lion.
And if a doba make me doba, make me doba. Well, by this time, everyone must get no fright. So I must step forward and say, officer, officer, everything is alright. Oh yes, we don't carry guns, we don't carry bombs. Don't go around looking for fight. And most of all, we don't rob people place at night. I just a jam, we just a jam, yeah. Jamming in the street, oh yes. A rapidy, the rocky, yeah. Rocking to jam beat, jam beat. A jam, we did a jam, yeah. Jamming in the street, alright. A rapidy, the rocky, yeah. Rocking to jam beat. I'm a musician, I'm a no trouble, no one. Be comfy, nice up to nation. Be comfy, nice up to nation. He asks me what my name, say me name, Booker Maine. Ask me what my name, say me name, Booker Maine.
You've been listening to some amazing music today on the Speakeasy. That was Sugar Mine Knot with Jamming in the Streets. Before that, we had Billy Boyo, which is one of my new favorites. And
that track was called One Spliff a Day.
One Spliff a Day? Yeah. Really? Nice.
Yeah. Billy Boyo, really? Just one?
Seriously. Anyway, obviously we've been hanging out, having some music and some drinks. We're drinking some Five Island Rum daiquiris and a little bit of Jamaican Smith and Cross. Just celebrating my birthday. And I'm glad to be in here with these guys, Shane Firestein and my producer, Jack Inslee. He just gave me the fist. So apparently we have a caller, so we're going to go to the phones. A very shy caller.
Oh, we on?
Hello?
Hey, Damon.
Hey,
who's this? Hey, happy birthday, man.
Hey, is this my brother?
This is your brother.
Hey.
Hey, what up, Dylan? Happy birthday, man.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, my twin brother, also turning 30 today, Dylan Bolte.
Yeah, double birthday to these guys. This is one of, like, you know, we were talking about some of the big singers and important producers in Jamaican music. This is like one of the big birthdays because of these two guys.
Dylan, are you at work?
Yeah, I am.
Well, awesome.
Rocking out to a slightly different style of music at the moment, but having a good time nonetheless.
Excellent. Well, tell everyone there that I said hello and thank you.
Hey, Dylan, are you working on your guys' record?
Yeah, we've been working on that for about a month now. Should be finishing that up in July.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, yeah. I know you guys were in there working, slaving in the recording studio, so people are psyched to hear the results.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Yeah, it should be released sometime in hopefully mid-July. Maybe late July, depending on how much we accomplish. But yeah, it's been a great time in the studio, and really looking forward to finishing that thing up, getting it out there.
He's talking about my brother and I are in a band together called Brothers, and if you want to check that out, you can go to brothersnyc.com. Shameless self-promotion right here.
Absolutely. Long live it. So how long have you guys been working on that band?
Like,
since you were born?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Shane's taking over as host on this
video. Sorry, I'll tone it down. I'll stick to the records. Cool.
Dylan, we're going to go back to the show. Thanks for calling,
man. Well, you guys have fun. Have an over of proof for me. Cool. I'll be celebrating over here.
Will do.
Happy birthday,
all
man.
Right. All right, man.
Thanks a lot.
Happy birthday.
Okay, guys. Bye. See ya.
That was pretty awesome.
Caller, live radio. It's an live amazing radio thing.
Before we start wrapping up the show today, do you have any proposed date maybe for the opening of King Crumb?
No proposed date. Hopefully, you know, late summer, early fall, but that's with optimism. But definitely excited for people to come on down to the Smorgasburg Market, and probably a little bit later this summer, also the Sunday Brooklyn Flea Market, either the one that's in Fort Greene or in Williamsburg. It's a lot of fun. It's a really, you know, just like this, a really good, positive community space. A lot of people doing cool things and supporting each other and doing small production and, you know, just trying to do things a little bit different. So, yeah, the Smorgasburg is on North 6th and Kent. And fried chicken starts at noon. In the morning, we got jam and clotted cream. Everything's made from scratch. We've also got, the sausage gravy is what I'm excited for you to try about. Because I know that the Oklahoma, I know that Texas has got a lot of love for biscuits and gravy, like in its own way. I know Colorado. So that whole central southern region, like, you know, a lot of love for the food out there. So, you know. Got to come down and check it out at the Smorgasburg Market.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait not only to come check you out at the tent, but also to see your future plans come into fruition. And are you going to plan on having a bar?
Yeah, a bar. Definitely a bar that celebrates American whiskey, and a bar that, you know, I think reflects the cuisine that it's going to accompany, you know. I think whiskey drinks that are delicious and smooth going down are a pretty good compliment to fried chicken or waffle fry poutine or a burger on a homemade English muffin that's really tasty and moist because it's got lard in it instead of butter. So
sounds terrible.
Yeah. Sounds awful.
So you've whipped out a book here and it's yeah. One of the things, actually, like when I first brought you into the bar at Prime Meats, one of the things that I really liked about you is that you not only have like collecting hobbies such as like that we share, like you know, obviously like spirits and different like antique bitters bottles and bar tools and things like that, but also old cocktail books.
Absolutely, yeah. I think the old cocktail books are a wealth of knowledge and a lot of fun. They're amazing historical documents about kind of the way people were socializing and hanging out at the time. And I know we both like the Charles H. Baker Jr. Series, The Gentleman's Companion.
Which
I know Damon on the cocktail list that you curate so wonderfully, you have a drink of his on there.
Oh, yeah. The Remember the Maine.
Yeah, which is a fantastic beverage. But,
you know, the only drink that I can think of that specifies the direction in which you stir it.
Yeah. Absolutely. But anyways, Charles Baker, fantastic writer. And even though he's kind of a weird aristocratic East Coast Connecticut guy, awesome contribution to spirits writing and travel writing also, essentially. But I just pulled out a little quote of his. We've been talking about rum and talking about Jamaica. He has a rule. It's words to the wise. Number 4, on the wisdom of adding a very little Jamaica rum to all cocktails requiring fruit juices of any kind. This is our invariable rule now, as one teaspoon of Jamaica adds a definite something to all fruit juice drinks, and especially to those based on Bacardi or other light rums, which are so delicate that their virtues are cloaked in the more usual fruit juices themselves. So this is an amazing quote.
That's an amazing quote.
You know what I'm saying? This is, 1939, and already Charles Baker has, a perceptive enough palate to appreciate the rich flavor of Jamaica rum or all the different rum styles. And he's essentially already decrying, a house like Bacardi that's making a mass marketed, produced quickly to meet market as opposed to age or artisan craft process. And he's like, yo, if you got to use Bacardi, you better put a teaspoon of Jamaica rum in there.
That's amazing. So we're at the top of the show. We're at the end of the day, and we're going to spin a couple more songs. What do you have queued up there?
We're just going to play a little bit of early dancehall and then try to quickly march our way to maybe one other tune. But we're going to hear next from Tenorsaw, who we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And then the tune of his. And then we're going to hear from Little John, another, we're kind of focusing on the Sing Jays, so another Sing Jay from the early dancehall.
Excellent. Shane, it's been my pleasure to have you on the show. It's been one of definitely the more fun shows that I've had so far, this being the 21st episode of The Speakeasy. And I can't thank you enough for bringing on your record collection and talking to us about rum. Good luck with the King's Crumb at the Smorgasburg this summer, and hopefully an actual standing, not tent location towards the end of the summer, early fall.
Well, Damon, thanks so much for having me, and shout out to Roberta's, Jack the producer, all the good people here who are making this show happen. It's super fun and good times.
Thanks, man. And also thanks for my brother for calling in and wishing us a happy birthday. Love you, man. All right, we're heading out.
Na 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 na. Shelter, whoa, whoa. The Lord provide the food and also the shelter. The Lord guide and protect me each and every hour. Whoa, whoa. The Lord guide and protect me each and every hour. And that's why you say, na 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 na. Who is gonna help me? Praise Jehovah. Na 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 na. Who is gonna help me? Praise Jehovah. Lord God, maker of all mankind, I'm gonna praise him all time. Whoa, I'm gonna kneel and praise him all time. Cause under his precious wing, that's where he keep me. Whoa, whoa. Under his precious wing, that's where he protect me. Yeah, he keep on guide me from my enemy. Whoa, he always guide me from my enemy. And that's why you say, la 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 la. Who is gonna help me? Praise Jehovah. La 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 na 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 na. You better praise Jehovah. Whoa, you better praise the Lord, the maker of all mankind. Whoa, whoa. The ruler of the longest time, he's the ruler of the longest time. You better praise him all time. Whoa, whoa. Na 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 na. Oh, he's gonna help me, praise Jehovah. Whoa, oh, he's gonna help me, come, hey, praise Jehovah. Whoa, my brothers and my sisters, come together. Whoa, let's kneel and pray. Praise Jehovah, maker of all mankind, the maker of the beasts and the cattle,
the maker of all mankind, and he's the ruler of the sunshine, moonshine, rainfall, the ruler of all things. He's the master of all things. So
pick up a chest and a gun somewhere. Never know that you would have fade away. Take this little Johnny one away.
Oh, you wanna trip to me, cause I'm boy. You wanna trip to me, though.
Wait, boy! No! I'm Johnny, I'm Johnny, I'm the one, yeah. Get the little Johnny!
Oh, you wanna trip to me, cause I'm boy. You wanna trip to me, Lord. You feel that the other body sound, but tonight my sound I go fling you down. You have to fade away, fade away. You said that you have enough to play, but tonight we are gonna kill you with it. You have to fade away, yes. My sound played up every day, yes. Just can play no way, yes. You feel that you with the done tonight, but you must lose the fight. You have to fade away, yeah, yeah. Fade, 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 fade away.
Lord, I'm dangerous. Way, there's a codey melody in the dance. All I'm dangerous. And this codey melody give you sweet loving. I'm dangerous. Codey melody sweet tonight. Lord, I'm dangerous. Hey, a ninja, me ninja. Ninja, me ninja. Yes, codey melody, me ninja. Hey. If you're Rambo, you're no bad like Commando. And if I you name Commando, you're no bad like me. Oh, I'm Minion the Ninja, the Jamaican Ninja. Me on the roots and culture, my why? Oh, why? Beginning now. A ninja, me ninja, a why? A ninja, me ninja. Yes, I'm smart. I will break your heart. Yeah, yo, I'm a ninja. Rougher than Rambo. But if your name Rambo, you can't solve the show. You can't start the show like me. Here I come with some new kind of style. New kind of style. Wicked and wild. Wicked and wild. Wicked and wild. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ninja, me ninja. Man a fire AK-47, soldier man, them a fire LSO. Them say shoot far, them say shoot far. Yeah, Lord of mercy, God of mercy. Show down your arms and come. Show down your arms and come. Just deal with youth and ride. In your side, bad boy, fire M60.
Policeman a fire AK-47, soldier man, them a fire LSO. Them say truth bomb, them say truth bomb. That's why I stay far. I'm a superstar, yeah. Don't deal with bodies, my friend. Deal with juice and rap. Deal with juice and rap. In your time, yeah. Oh, yo, oh, oh, yo, oh, 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 yo, oh, oh, yo, oh, yeah, got bad boy, a fire M60. Policeman, a fire AK-47. Soldier man, them a fire LSO. Them say truth bomb. Them say truth bomb. Them say truth bomb. Policeman a fire AK-47, soldier man, them a fire LSO. Them say truth bomb, them say truth bomb. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Show down your arms and come. Show down your arms and come. I don't want to see you die in front of me. I'll take him to the mall. Show down your arms and come. God of mercy, Lord of mercy, God of mercy. Bad boy, a fire M60. Policeman, a fire.
If it's ganja you want, you can get it, of course. So long as you know none of your family, them no work with the force.
Yes, boss.
Tell me the amount where you want, whether pounds or kilos, just have your pound notes.
Yes.
I and I no run certain, no joke. You see me puffing on a spliff, you notice it's much bigger than yours.
Yes, boss.
Mary Jane and I can't divorce. She keeps me high, she gets me paid, and I no boss, me a boss. We supply northwest and east coast. Southside no mention the central route.
Yes,
from Jamaica to Liverpool port.
Police in helicopter. I search the marijuana. Police in helicopter. I search the marijuana. Police in helicopter.
Well, it's a half ton of herbs where the boy them suck off. Follow me links up at each airport, the boy them cut off.
Yes, ma'am.
Four of me tuggy tugs get plucked off a road, and several of me base them shut off. Still we get some new crop, some new equipment from Westmoreland. Recent we get a shipment.
Yes,
touchy seat and sales target we hit them. Ganja smelling stronger than an incense. Keep an eye out for the crows and the pigs them. Got to get these dough, feed my wife and my kids them.
Yes,
Babylon try them best to stop my links them. Still they never sink them.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening. The following is a public service announcement from Just Food. Help bring live chickens into food challenge communities through your donations to the Just Food City Chicken Project 2011. The City Chicken Project would not be possible without the volunteer hours, donations large and small, and the vibrant energy and ideas of the communities we work with. Just Food is a nonprofit organization that connects New York City communities and local and urban farmers with the resources and support they need to make fresh, locally grown food accessible to all. To donate, search on Kickstarter.com for Just Food and find their City Chicken Project. For more information on Just Food, visit justfood.org or call 212-645-9880. That's 212-645-9880. Let's keep making New York City a better place to live and eat.
This is Behind the Scenes Food News with Katie Kiefer. The USDA has introduced the MyPlate icon. I'm sure you've all seen that in the news, replacing the food pyramid that was in use for 19 years. This colorful icon contains portions of fruits, vegetables, grains, protein, and a little side dish of dairy. It can be viewed at www.choosemyplate.gov. It does look like a plate. It's divided into four quadrants. They are surprisingly similarly sized. Vegetables, fruits, proteins, grains. The veg are definitely a little bit larger than the other groups, but protein was really big. I was surprised. I thought we were supposed to eat less meat. Each component of the plate can be clicked on for a drop-down menu that explains portion size, healthy choices, nutritional information, etc. It offers significantly more information to consumers, but it is a little bit more complicated to use. We'll see if people actually look at it. This has been Behind the Scenes Food News with Katie Kiefer.
HeritageRadioNetwork.com has its own architecture show dedicated to the built environment, hosted by Curtis B. Wayne. Check out a small clip of Burning Down the House.
So if we look at tall buildings and we talk about the wind blowing over them, we have all these different variants on, is it a horizontal rotor, like the big wind turbines that you see off of Aarhus in Denmark, I think it's where it is, and the local people are very proud of it. Or Falmouth, where the locals are not happy at all. Out west, there are enormous wind farms, but they're far from habitations. And so the low-frequency sound that's generated by those turbines is not a problem. But what we don't want in terms of taking this notion, this notion of the future and making it beautiful and bright and clean and silent, is to create.
Want to hear more? Well, tune in live to Burning Down the House every Sunday at 4:30 p.m. or check out past episodes in our archive or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Thanks for listening.